Well, Albertans who are experiencing domestic abuse have a new online tool to find help and information. The Domestic Abuse Resource Hub is the first of its kind in Canada, and it's based on research out of the University of Alberta. And it uses artificial intelligence to continuously improve its offerings. That research has been done by our next guest, Dr. Stephanie Montesanti, who's an associate professor in the School of Public Health. Doctor, welcome back to the show.
Hi, good afternoon.
So give me an idea who you talk to in gathering your research for this project.
We carried out a number of focus group sessions with providers within the anti-violence sector in Alberta, and that includes community agencies, organizations, networks, groups that deliver, provide services, interventions, or programs to individuals experiencing domestic abuse or violence, including survivors. So that includes trauma, violence-informed interventions as well. And then we carried out several focus group sessions with survivors of domestic abuse.
And so I'm curious to know what you learned from them about the information that they had been able to access or were able to access or maybe not able to access when they were maybe looking for it.
Yeah, and so among domestic abuse survivors in particular, we learned about the number of barriers, challenges that they encounter when seeking information resources relating to domestic abuse. So, for instance, we heard about the challenges in navigating a wide range of information, and most of that information is really complex or complicated. It's unclear what information is credible or relevant to their particular needs. So you can imagine when someone searches domestic abuse or violence on the web, a whole range of information comes up, including links to different programs or information sheets and, you know, other types of resources. And it's hard to know what information is best for them and to make sense of it.
So, Dr. Montesanti, I spent some time on the hub today and went through it. And one of the things that I thought was incredibly useful, and I'm sure this is why it's been done, is that you go through it, you answer some questions, and from what I can gather, it filters the information, what would be pertinent information to you. It kind of culls through everything that's out there and provides you based on some answers that you question. Is that how it works? Or some answers to your questions, let's put it that way. Is that kind of the idea of it all?
Absolutely, yeah. So after responding to three simple questions on the site, that gives us enough information to know what they're looking for. And based on their responses, the site will curate a range of information or resources tailored specifically to what they're looking for and what information they are interested in or need. So that's really what's really, you know, exciting about the Domestic Resource Hub is that it really narrows it down and filters down to the information resources specific to their needs and what they're looking for. And the Resource Hub is intended for a number of different audiences, not just those who may be experiencing domestic abuse, including survivors of domestic abuse, but also for informal supporters. So mm-hmm. someone might be seeking information or resources for a loved one, a mm-hmm. friend, family member who maybe experiencing abuse in their life. It's also a great resource for service providers to share with their clients or patients who are experiencing domestic abuse. So they can encourage their clients or patients to go to the Resource Hub for information and resources.
So, and one of the things I found, it covers a lot of ground. I mean, we're talking specifically domestic abuse, but I mean, there's financial abuse listed on there, tech abuse. Mm-hmm. It covers a lot of diverse communities as well. And that's important because there's certainly not a one size fits all, is there?
Absolutely. So that's just it. And when we think about domestic abuse, I think often people associate it with physical abuse, yep. but it's more than just physical abuse. It can be about coercive control, can be about emotional, you know, financial abuse, as you mentioned. So we do ensure that, and we spent a great deal of time really sifting through, evaluating, assessing the wide range of information to ensure that resources and information on the Resource Hub are, really address a wide range of different needs that we would expect to see among users.
And Dr. Montesanti, when you were talking with survivors, how many of them told you that they accessed crisis phone lines, counseling, that sort of thing?
Many, almost, I think all of the individuals who were part of our focus group sessions did at some point during that time when they were going through that experience. And they did raise some challenges in terms of what the hotline can do for them and what it provides, right? So it only gets them to a certain point in terms of the support they need. But often, the hotline, while they do support individuals by connecting them to different resources, or they may provide some advice on who to connect to or where they could go, the knowledge set that those on the other end of that line have are limited, right? And so this could actually also be a great resource for those on the other end of those 1-800 violence hotline numbers. And this can be another resource to be promoted when individuals call in.
Now, you're using AI with this program as well. So I've got a couple questions on that front. How does the AI aspect work out of this? And I think there's going to be some people out there who's going to say, okay, who's running it and what's going on with that information? When I click that button says, I need answers to this, where's that going?
Yeah, so with AI, essentially what the tool does is that it's targeting the information that's provided, whether it's about peer support or other resources that are needed for a range of different individuals. Just the sheer fact that AI can allow the site to really narrow in and target or curate a wide range of information and resources is what's so innovative about the resource. Again, it's also from the research perspective, what's exciting for us about it is that the resource hub will become smarter the more it's being accessed and used. So what that means is that over time, we'll have a more intuitive understanding of how individuals are seeking information and what information they're seeking. Even when a range of information or resources are created based on their responses to those three simple questions, once they access the resource hub, they have the option to click and download on whatever resources that they're most interested in. And so the resources provided on the hub are also, resources in a wide range of formats, whether those are podcasts or video clips or information sheets. And so that can also give us a sense of what people are most interested in terms of the format in which that information is provided.
What safety aspects are built into this?
There is a safety exit button on the site, and that is a standard feature that you will see on a lot of domestic violence agencies' websites, which is really important. The users remain anonymous, so they remain completely anonymous, but they are asked to provide feedback, including demographic data, in order for us to improve the hub over time.
So if people need to, want to access this, where do they find it, Stephanie?
So the website, which we've been promoting and advertising, is hub.sages.org. So that is the site to access it. And it's been included in our promotional materials as well. So that's where they would access it. So they would access it using, on the web, but they can access it off their phone or a tablet or any other mobile device.
So hub.sages.org?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And of course, if you're in immediate danger, please call 911. Dr. Montesanti, thanks for joining me this afternoon. And I sure hope, my fingers are crossed, that this helps many people in the days and years ahead. Thank you for this.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, take care. Dr. Stephanie Montesanti this afternoon. Again, if you want to or need to access that site, it's hub.sages, so sages.org. You can also Google Domestic Abuse Resource Hub, but went through there, lots of information on that. If you yourself are experiencing domestic violence, or you think that someone in your life or someone that you know is experiencing violence and you're looking for ways to help, it's a great resource, a great new resource in Alberta.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.